This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. And Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And we are going to get back to the questions. I wanted to tackle just a couple things that are in the news today. We have questions this hour about the election. If Trump wins the election, does that count as a disincentive? Instead of just arresting these commies, will that wake them up? We'll talk about that. In fact, we'll get to that first. We'll talk about what my last meal would be. Why is DeSantis not on Trump's vice president list? Someone has a question about that and other things. I wanted to do this really quickly, though. Eli Mistel, I don't know how to say his stupid name. That dude who looks like a black chia pet with the gray hair. He's all over MSNBC. Him and Joy Ann Reid, they got together and they were having a good time blasting away at Clarence Thomas and Byron Donalds. And, well, here was the exchange. Don't get angry. It's really gross, okay? It's detestable. These are two detestable, dirty commies. But we're going to talk about what they said, why they talk like that after here they were.
I mean, look, I think it's important for people to ask, what are these people paying for, right?
Yeah.
What are they getting for their $4 million they've given to Clarence Thomas over the past 20 years? And what they're getting, just to link your last segment together, what they're getting is what Byron Donalds wants. What they're getting is Jim Crow, right? What they're getting is a guy like Clarence Thomas, who, like Byron Donalds, entire judicial philosophy is that, well, there some Negroes are magic, right? No matter what the white man does to us, we can just rise above as long as they don't shoot us or kill us or rape us or drown us, right? And if you tell people that, if you're black, if you're Donalds, if you're Thomas, and you tell white people that, they will give you money. And that is what's happened to Clarence Thomas for 20 years. He has told white folks exactly what they want to hear.
Okay. Yeah, all right. You got it. He goes on and on and on. And Joy Ann Reid sits there braying like a hyena while he spews all this stuff out there. And this is the kind of stuff that makes people mad. And they're besmirching Byron Donalds. And they're dogging on the greatest living American, Clarence Thomas. And it's gross. It feels gross. I'm grossed out. You're grossed out. Okay, well, let's move past all that. We got that. Remember this. We're going to move on here. We're going back to questions, but just always remember the issue, whatever issue the communists are talking about, is never actually the issue. If you buy the branding they're selling you, if you buy the branding, and it's normal, it's human to buy the branding. If you buy the branding, you will always be lost, confused, shocked, outraged. When I say buy the branding, this is what I mean. LGBTQ Air Force activism. It has nothing to do with gay people. It just doesn't. It really doesn't. There are all kinds of gay people out there who don't participate in any of that at all. LGBTQ activism is not about equal rights. It's about destroying the American church. It's about destroying the American family. It's about destroying children and separating them from their parents. That's been a critical part of communism since Stalin was doing it. Separating children, break them from their parents. That's what LGBTQ activism is about. But if you buy the publicity, you buy the weird signs and the pink feather boas, you think, wow, they're just really gay or trans or whatever. No. Let's go back to what these people are talking about. These are both, they sell themselves as being black activists. I'm all about black people. I just want to help black people. I'm Mr. Black People. Well, they're not. It's all just about destruction. the black civil rights movement in this country when it applies to people like this. We're not talking Martin Luther King. When it applies to these race hustlers of today, the Sharptons of the world, all these people today, it has nothing to do with helping black people, rooting for black people, or anything like that. The Soviets themselves, they infiltrated America's civil rights movement not to help black people, but because they knew if they could drive a wedge into society the way they have very successfully done, it would make a lot of people, left, right, center, white, black, and other, view this country as being a hostile place to them. It would pit one group against another group, therefore aiding in the communist efforts to destroy the country. The civil rights movement, which is not at all what it is, these people are just dirty commies trying to burn down America. And you see this, it comes bursting out of these people the second any black person like Clarence Thomas or Byron Donalds steps up and takes something other than the Democrat Party line. You want to hear the most racist, vile things you've ever heard in your life in this country? Go look at what these dirtballs say to black people when they cross over to the other side. Why would they do that if these people are all about black people? If it's all about civil rights? Because it's not about civil rights at all. In the end, whether it's climate change, LGBTQ, black activism, it's all just different fingers of the same communist fist. And it's all just about destroying Western civilization and destroying America. You want to see the worst things you've ever seen in your life said to a woman? Have a feminist leave feminism and go just join normal society and be normal people and go watch what feminists say to her. It's unbelievable. The things they'll say to black people. I've heard these people, they will say it, they'll put it on videotape. These people will call black people coons to their face. That is a disgusting thing that you would expect out of some KKK member in the 1960s. A modern day leftist will drop that out there without a moment of hesitation if a black person does anything against the communist cause. Just different fingers of the same communist fist. And if you buy the branding, oh, we're about the gays, we're about the black, we're about the... If you buy the branding, then you're constantly stunned. I'm never stunned by the things that come out of these people's mouths, ever, because I know at their heart exactly what they are. And they're not black activists, and they're not gay activists. These two hyenas on TV, they would burn every black person in the country to ash if it meant pursuing, fulfilling their communist goals for the country, and they do so without the slightest hesitation, and they would think they're the good guys while they're doing it. Different fingers of the same communist fist. It's all just communism. Cultural Marxism, if we want to be specific, but I just call it communism. That's all this is. All right? All right, let's move on to some other things. Body wash Jesse. You know, that's not nice. I confessed one time to you that I've started to use body wash. Shut up, Chris. Listen, I feel cleaner and I have the, what? Stop making that face, Chris, when I'm trying to make a point. And now I have the big tube of it, the big tub of it thing with the little squeegee thing in there. It's unbelievably convenient, may I just point out. And it's not like I'm in there with a loofah lathering myself up. No, I'm not, Chris. And now that I'm bald because I'm 42 and now I've just given up and just started buzzing the hair down, now I don't have to mess with shampoo. I'm just body wash all over type guy. Look, it couldn't be any more manly, all right? It couldn't be any more manly. That's fact. Body wash Jesse, he says. My heart agrees with you that we need to start arresting communists because there's no disincentive to what they're doing. But my brain tells me if Trump wins, that says the American people do not like it, and losing elections will be the disincentive. Thoughts? Okay, let's talk about that. First of all, let's address his point. If Trump wins, that says the American people do not like it. Now, do not like what? Here's what I mean. You, as we've talked about many times, are majorly informed. You're the hyper-informed. If I asked you why you didn't like Joe Biden and Joe Biden's presidency, how many things could you list off for me? Specific things, destructive policies Biden has gone through with, laws he's passed, executive orders, border, foreign policy. You could go down the list. I bet you could list 10 things off the top of your head right now. Specific things you didn't like about Joe Biden. And that's why you're voting against Joe Biden this November. Right? Am I wrong about that? Of course. That's how you think. Don't conflate you with normies. We're going to discuss that in a little bit more detail in a moment. Before we do that, I don't ever want the ladies to feel shafted. I wish I'd said that differently. I don't want the ladies to feel like they're getting a raw deal when it comes to... Shut up, Chris! All right, ladies, you know there's chalk supplies for you too. I'm just going to say that, okay? It's not just a male vitality stack from chalk. Ladies, they have a female vitality stack. You know, we had that email I read earlier from that guy, 52-year-old guy, who's stunned by how sharp his mind feels. And I've told you several times before, that's really what kills me. Not kills me. That's what I love so much is how great my mind works now, how much better it works. Like I said, it's like a fog got lifted. Ladies, there's a female vitality stack special for you too. Your energy, your focus. Are you tired of being out of gas at 2, 3 in the afternoon? Get some gas. CHOQ.com. Natural herbal supplements. No more big pharma filth. Natural herbal supplements. Chuck.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can email us whatever you want, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right, let's go back to the question, kind of a two-part question. If Trump wins, that says the American people don't like it. He's talking about don't like Biden. And losing elections would be a disincentive. That counts as a disincentive. He said thoughts. Okay, well, first, if Trump wins, if there is a repudiation of Joe Biden at the polls this November, Lord willing, don't fool yourself into thinking that everyone who marched into that voting booth and voted against Joe Biden did so for correct reasons, I should say, for your reasons. You have specific things you don't like. You know the issues. You know the policies. You know the man. You know the executive orders. You know the bills. You know you have specific reasons, the right reasons. Norm and Norma, yes, they may reject Joe Biden, but poll after poll after poll still shows this. Wrap your mind around this. Joe Biden is underwater and unpopular on virtually every single issue, but he's popular personally. The country likes Joe Biden. Did you know that? You should see Chris's face. I'm sure it's the face you're making right now. How? You know, it's the face of what? No. How? Nope. Poll after poll after poll shows his personal likability is up there. They hate his policies. They like Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a piece of crap and has been a piece of crap for the entirety of his political career. From the time he dressed his injured son up in a suit to get sworn in because he thought it would help him politically, to the time he ruined a man's life by claiming the guy was drunk, got in a car accident. I don't even have to talk about what he did to Tara Reid. I don't have to even discuss how he treats his staffers and the people around him like crap. I don't have to even discuss the open corruption. how vindictive and nasty he is. Not some kind old man, a nasty human being who will physically poke you in the chest and threaten to beat you up. Joe Biden is a nasty, selfish old man. And the country thinks he's old Papa Joe. Ah, sure, he's messing up the economy, but man, I'd like to get some ice cream with Joe. Don't think just because Norm is voting for, against Joe Biden and you're voting against Joe Biden, don't think that you're voting against Joe Biden for the same reasons. Oh, what? Here's what Norm knows. Norm knows that there's too much illegal immigration. He doesn't like it. Granted, as soon as you start deporting people, Norm will freak out. Oh, that's not who we are. Norm knows that eggs cost too much. Now, he doesn't make the connection between unending Washington spending and printing and that inflation. He just knows the inflation increased under Joe Biden, so he's kind of got to vote for Trump to reverse that. Norm understands gas prices. Norm understands interest rates. But Norm, he's an inch deep. He doesn't know the why. And look, I'm not saying it's bad if Joe Biden gets rejected. It's good that Joe Biden will be rejected if he is this November. And I'm not saying he is. Who knows? It's going to be a coin flip, in my opinion. But if he is rejected, the norms will not reject him with knowledge. They'll reject him with their feelings. I feel like the economy's bad. I know groceries are expensive. I really don't like Trump. He's kind of mean, but gas prices were better. I guess I'll vote against Joe. He's not voting against Joe Biden because he's informed. So if the masses reject Joe Biden, don't think that the American people woke up and got informed one day. They're not you, sadly. They're not you. All right, that's one. Two, will losing the election be enough disincentive? Because you've heard me rant endlessly on this show that we have to have Democrats arrested. I'm mortified that no Democrat has been arrested. All the January 6th protesters rotting in the gulag, lives ruined, suicides, federal prison, not one Democrat arrested. Donald Trump arrested, raided, convicted, not one Democrat arrested. Steve Bannon now going to prison, not one Democrat arrested. Over and over and over and over and over again, they are ramping up the lawfare, and not one Democrat has been arrested in response to these things. And what I've said is we've done nothing to disincentivize them from doing this again. If you were a Democrat, if you're a communist, you're a communist at the FBI, you're Joe Biden, you control the DOJ, Merrick Garland, whoever, pick your communist, Alvin Bragg, it doesn't matter. Why would you stop arresting Republicans? Obviously, let's not appeal to their morality. You know the communist doesn't share your morality at all. Set that aside. Why would the next communist DA, wherever he's from, LA, New York, federal, it doesn't matter. Why would he stop arresting Republicans? What's the disincentive? There is none. So I've said we have to arrest Democrats. Now, to answer his question, what if they lose the election? Isn't that a disincentive? We'll talk about that next.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. The weekend is here, baby. Ah! Aren't you excited? I'm excited. All right, we're getting back to these emails. I'll get to what my last meal would be, DeSantis and Trump, the proper way to prepare a quesadilla and victories and all kinds of stuff. But let's finish this up. Would losing the election, if Democrats lost the election, does that count as a disincentive? I'm going to play something for you. It's going to sound totally unrelated, but just stay with me. If the Democrats wake up after Election Day in November and Joe Biden has lost, will they look at their policies, the things they've done, and say, oh my gosh, guys, whew, the American people have rejected us. We need to change course. We are way too commie. Let's go back to just kind of being a blue-collar party. I want you to listen. Listen well.
A new poll finds growing share of them, 65% now say gender is determined by the sex assigned at birth. But among Trump supporters, that number jumped.
Did you hear what she said? That was Harris Faulkner, I believe her name is, on Fox News. I think the poll was done by Daily Caller, though, so I want to make sure to give them both credit there. But I'll play it one more time. Did you hear what she said?
A new poll finds growing share of them, 65% now say gender is determined by the sex assigned.
65% say gender. I mean, your gender is the one you have at birth. Let me ask you something. Is that good? Or is it bad? Because I've seen all kinds of people today cheering it. Yeah! We're finally pushing back on all this tranny nonsense. 65% of the people agree with us. Woo! Okay. Let's rewind. No, we're not even going to do a history story. Let's go back to 2010. Sound good? Not exactly ancient history. What were the percentages then? 99%. At least. Probably 99 plus knew that you can't change your sex. Cannot change the sex God made you with. Sex is pretty much determined at conception, not even at birth. You are a little girl or a little boy in your mama's womb. And you will never change, no matter how many pieces you chop off yourself, no matter how many weird things they inject you with, no matter how much lipstick you put on or stuffed bras you wear, you are a girl or you are a boy, and that will never change. And what I just said will prompt hate mail and all kinds of stuff. And if I said those exact same words in 2010, in fact, I could rent out Times Square and plaster those words on every billboard in Times Square in New York City, and I wouldn't get even the tiniest amount of pushback. You see, the communists, they are, I had someone say this to me, and he was so nails with this. He said, you need to think about communists and communism as an eroding force. An eroding force. They don't have to take out the beach with the first wave that comes in. They don't even have to take out half the beach. Shoot, they don't have to take out 5% of the beach. They just have to keep sending wave after wave after wave after wave. And whatever percentage it is they're taking, they're still taking a percentage. You see, we on the right, and I've been guilty of this a million times too. I'm not pointing any fingers at anybody. We look at things like elections as being the battle. The battle. But the communist understands that there are a million battles. The battles are all around us. And if he invests his time and his energy into all of them, he's going to lose some. He knows that. He's going to push too far because he's a rabid animal who can't control himself. So eventually he will push too far and too fast, and he will be stopped. Or at least slow down. But by the time he has stopped or slowed down, he knows he's still a million miles ahead of where he was before. Even if you stop that next wave in its tracks, there will be one behind it, and another one behind that, and another one behind that. And in fact, there were a million waves before that. So no matter what, even if you stop the next wave, if you stop the next 100 waves, you still have less beach than you had before. 65% of the country thinks that you can't change your sex. Woohoo! 35% of the country's insane? That number was zero 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Zero. Now it's 35. That's not a win. That's a slow erosion of culture and sanity. A slow, steady erosion. If we wake up on Election Day, I take that back. If Democrats wake up the day after Election Day is how I want to put that, and Donald Trump has won the election, oh, they'll be mad. Don't get me wrong. As you know, the riots will start. The protests will start. Depending on how Congress looks, Trump will probably be impeached about 5 seconds after it. If Democrats have the House, they're just going to impeach Donald Trump right away because they'll call him a convicted felon. They'll impeach him immediately. The activism won't slow down even a little bit on the left. They will still take every single battle and fight like they're the last one trying to get onto a boat as everything is flooding. They will still fight in the media. They'll fight in the schools. They will fight the education system, the higher education system. They're infiltrating your churches. The FBI will still be arresting Christians. They will not slow down even a little bit. They don't get disincentivized by election losses. Election losses are not preferred, but they're simply a bump in the road. Time for another wave. Time for another wave. I don't say that to dishearten you. I say that because we must understand. We should love freedom. I love freedom. I hope you love freedom. But the right has got to understand and embrace anti-communism. What does that mean? Well, you can't live and let live with these people. If you allow the barbarians to be at your gates, eventually the gates will fall. Period. End of story. If you allow the barbarians at your gates, they will come over the walls and they will come through the gates. What does that mean? We must push them back from the walls. No siege defense in history ever involved just sitting behind the walls and never leaving. You have to sally forth and push the enemy back off the walls, or eventually the walls will come down. Election losses, yes, it's a battle. It's an important battle. We want the White House. It's important to have the White House. If they wake up and lose an election, they will not take it as some kind of vicious repudiation of communism. And I'll take it a step further. Even if they did take it as some repudiation of communism, these people are religious zealots. They don't give a crap whether you have repudiated their religion. They believe their religion is correct. They will keep pushing and pushing and pushing. We have got to be aggressively anti-communist and make these people afraid, or we cannot win. You cannot live and let live your way out of communism. Remember that always, all right? All right. You also can't live with pain. You shouldn't live with pain. People think they have to live with pain. They do. But that's a lie. You see, relief factor is there. Your body, you realize whatever pain you have, hand pain, joint pain, maybe it's your muscles, maybe it's whatever pain you have, your body's trying to fight that inflammation. The inflammation is why you have the pain. Your body's trying to fight it. But your body oftentimes, especially as we get older, needs help fighting it. So reach for something natural instead of what you've been reaching for. That's what relief factor is. It's all natural ingredients. It helps support your body, your body's natural response to inflammation. So it builds up in your system. Wouldn't it be nice if you woke up 3 weeks from now pain-free? Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Or go to relieffactor.com. All right, let's lighten it up a little. Let's talk last meals. WW2. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, we still have more than an hour left on everything from WW2 to DeSantis, Trump, quesadillas, all kinds of other stuff. Let's get a couple lighter ones out of the way first. I may even do just a brief midway talk by request. It's going to be nothing like last night. Don't get your hopes up, all right? But just hang on. Dear culinary captain of continued correctness. Gosh, that's a lot. In these dark times, we need a leader. It's comfort food time. It ain't your mommy's menu. It's your daddy's. We know the magnificence of the Jesse Kelly burger and the hallowed ground on which we enjoy the queso recipe. If you had to nail it down to a last chance customized, I'm done after this meal, what might you have for an ultimate feast, a final ultimate feast? Thanks for keeping us sane. You're doing great. Much respect. His name is Jensen. Okay, we're going to set aside the final meal thing for a brief moment because I had a revelation the other night when it comes to food. So I've told you before that Aubrey makes the greatest fettuccine Alfredo in the history of mankind. I don't even know what she does. But I won't order restaurant fettuccine now. I can't. I love fettuccine. I won't order it because hers is so good. And I know you're going to make fun of me because it sounds healthy, but she has an air fryer because she's one of these health freaks. And she air fries chicken. And it is legit the juiciest, most delicious chicken I've ever eaten in my life. So the other night, she air fried some Cajun chicken, Cajun seasoned it, air fried it, and made her fettuccine Alfredo. And there was broccoli, which of course I didn't eat. I put some on my plate, but I threw it away when she wasn't looking. Anyway, so it's fettuccine Alfredo, Cajun chicken. And I made what every American should make with every meal, the ultimate side that goes with everything. What is it, Chris? Chris, what is it? Michael, anyone want to guess? I bet Michael. Yes, sir. Michael got it. It's garlic bread. Every meal should be served with garlic bread. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. You want to know what the best side with chicken wings is? Garlic bread. You're having steak? Garlic bread. Spaghetti? Garlic bread. Nothing better. Anyway, I get done eating my fettuccine Alfredo. I get done inhaling all my chicken. I get up to go get a second piece of chicken, but now, because I have sons who are 13 and 15, everything's a race and all the chicken is gone. So what do I have left on my plate? I have some Alfredo sauce and I have some Cajun chicken juices there on my plate. And I did what any red-blooded American would do, and I took my last little bit of garlic bread and I sopped up all that Alfredo and all that Cajun seasoning, and I just Kamala'd the whole thing down immediately. And as that glorious piece of garlic bread with Cajun seasoning and Alfredo sauce, as it was going down my throat, it occurred to me that really it doesn't matter what the meal is. The greatest part of any meal is the sopped up juices at the end with the final piece of garlic bread. It's even better than the steak itself. What, Chris? It is true. It's better than everything. The greatest part is that. Now, setting that aside, let's get back to your final meal thing. Final meal is a tough call. So I'm going to say something, and you're going to think I'm garbage, and that's fine. Have you ever had a sidewalk gyro in New York City? Most people have not. Most people who know food safety standards will not. But these gyros, they chop them up. Instead of just the sliced meat, they chop it up. And then they put this heavenly, like the tzatziki sauce or whatever they call on it. It's more liquidy up there. It's just in a squirt bottle. So that's the sound it makes. They squirt it on there. And then they'll dose some hot sauce on there if you want, which I always do. And their hot sauce, these are Arabs. For the most part, they're Arabs. So when they say hot sauce, it's get ready, pal. You're getting ready to sweat. They're the greatest, one of the greatest, maybe the greatest thing I've ever eaten in my life. Are, if you find the right one, they're not all great. If you find the right one, you stop and get a sidewalk gyro in New York City. Chris asked, are they better than the illegal taco trucks in Texas? That's tough. I'll tell you this. They're in the same conversation. That's how good they are. That's how good they are. If I had one final meal, I'm not so sure it wouldn't be a sidewalk gyro in New York City. And then I don't even have to stress the food poisoning. Jesse, why do we always go back to WW2 to talk about victories? Why is it okay to gloat of defeating the Nazis, but we don't gloat over winning battles against the North Koreans, Vietnamese, Iraqis, Afghans? He says, why can't we win wars anymore? Why can't we win wars anymore? That's basically what he's saying. Why can't we win wars? Okay, that's an interesting conversation, and it's certainly interesting given all the stuff that's in the news right now. We're launching missiles into Russia. Russia's threatening. You don't know. I don't know. Could easily be another world war or major war on the horizon. Why don't we win them anymore? Let's discuss that. Before we discuss that, let's do this though. Let's make sure we're taking necessary steps to protect our finances right now. Whether it's a world war or just Washington spending or printing, you understand what's happened to the dollar because you live. You pay your power bill. You buy groceries. Everyone knows. You don't need me to tell you that it's bad. You know it's bad. I'm not going to insult your intelligence. Do something. Buy something that will stand the test of time. But Jesse, what if I don't need the gold from Oxford Gold Group? What if I never need those gold coins? One, that's a good thing. I hope you never need them. Two, what if your kids do? It's not going to go stale. It's not going to go bad. Pass it down to your children. What if they don't need it? Good. I hope they don't need it. Pass it down to their children. Someone, somewhere in your family line is going to need some finances, something that lasts. Oxford Gold Group will mail it to your front door. Gold coins, silver coins, it mails fully insured. Call 833-995-GOLD, all right? 833-995-GOLD. Now, let's go back to the question. Why is it okay to gloat defeating Nazis? Why don't we fight to win wars anymore? Okay, well, let's understand this. World War II, really more than any other since then, it was sparked by us being attacked. Remember, that is one of the things that really made World War II stand out and makes it stand out for us as Americans. It's not just the size of the conflict. It's not just the evil of both enemies. The Japanese Empire was every bit as evil as the Nazi Empire. It's not just the evil of them. It's that we were kind of minding our own business, and then wham, you attacked us. Whoa, wait a minute. And so we fought it with a righteous indignation. But there's more to that. Let's talk about why we don't, quote, win wars anymore. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.